outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning. It's Monday, September 16th. We're back.
We're back.
This weekend seems to just fly by, you know? I don't know. I need another weekend now. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, Mia. Are you still with us?
In a minute.
She's adjusting her volume. Okay.
Okay. Here we go. I'm here, guys. Okay. I can hear myself. I don't know if it was just I was talking over the music, but I'm like, what's up with my mic situation? Mm. But it's okay. I'm on it.
Okay,
I'm on it. I'm good.
Good. How you doing? Are you unscathed from the weekend?
I am. You know, it's I'll just let you know that I'm in a very happy mood.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And you can, you know, also hear by, you know, the extra crackliness in my voice.
Yes.
Because the Bears won.
The Bears won? Okay, well, I'm happy for you.
Thank you. Yes, we beat the Minnesota Vikings.
The Minnesota Vikings,
yes.
Right? And
yes.
That's a rivalry too, right?
And yes, I mean, the Packers won, I think, yesterday. But oh well. As long as the Bears win,
exactly.
I am a very, very happy camper.
Happy person. Okay.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, there were a lot of good games yesterday. I was in Venice, and there were bars and stuff, and just everybody was so rowdy. They had like four games going on at the same time, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy because you know, especially with the morning games, because everybody's playing at, you know, 10 a.m. Well, it's kind of trippy for me, because I'm used to, you know, everything starting at noon.
Right, exactly.
Because of the time difference in Chicago.
Right.
So it's like, you know, it's just kind of crazy because I feel like it sort of, you know, wants to cut my Saturday nights. Like, I will, like, you know, cut my Saturday night short because, like, well, I got to be up early tomorrow.
You gotta
I got football.
Up early for Sunday.
Because, you know, game starts at 10 a.m.
Right.
And, you know, it's funny because that's when, you know, all, you know, most of the games are going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just funny being in a crowded place at that time because it's always going to be loud. It's always going to be rowdy because it's
true.
Not just everyone cheering at one point from one game.
Right.
You
exactly.
know, you're cheering like, oh, my God.
All the different
touchdown,
games.
Touchdown. Yes. Woohoo. All right. Great. You know, and then 2 minutes later, it's, you know, you got somebody else screaming for a different team.
Right.
You know, you're getting all pissed off of something that your team just did, and these other people are cheering, and you're like, shut up. I'm depressed about this. I don't want to hear you cheering about that.
Yeah. I know. But it's fun. It's just, I guess for people that watch the morning games, they have to start drinking very early, right? Like,
right.
Can you imagine drinking at 10 o'clock in the morning beer?
Yeah,
I
no.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, that's the only time
much.
That's, you know, like I'm a whiskey girl, but that's kind of my thing though. Sundays, game days, I'll switch to beer.
I'll
drink beer. Uh-huh.
Okay.
For
at 10 o'clock in the morning?
I usually try to wait till like at least like 11:30. So at least it's like closer to the afternoon. So I'm not like, oh, hey, drink it in the morning. You know, I try to put that off as long as I can.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I never really, I don't know. I never really have more than one,
right.
You know,
yeah,
so I'm just coming off of like the weekend, you know, you've got Friday night, Saturday night,
right.
you know, if I go out,
right.
If I'm drinking and, you know, going out, it's like, okay, but yeah, Sundays, I just, you know, try to
So what
chill.
Was the score? Was it a good game?
The Bears?
The Chicago game.
Yeah, it was actually pretty close. It was, what was amazing is that literally, I'm looking at the clock and I'm like, man, we've got like 20 seconds to really turn this thing around. I kind of thought it was over. I think everybody did. And then, yeah. Like, I can't even.
So they
like,
scored
I start,
the last
like,
minute?
Tripping over my words. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And it just, you know, and the Vikings just ended up completely just embarrassing themselves at, you know, the last, like, 10 seconds. It was, like, great.
So that's a good
game. It was great.
Which was
it was. Yes, it was. It really was. Yeah.
Well, good.
So,
I was planning to watch football, but we walked down Venice Beach and stuff and saw the weirdos and that. You know,
yay, so. My favorite.
I know. I love Venice Beach. And the weather was just beautiful, you know, ocean breeze and stuff.
Oh, I bet. Well, because it was hot. You know, you have like that
valley.
Extra, like, you know, cooling system because you're by the water.
The beach, right.
Oh my gosh, that must have been such a nice day.
It was so nice, you know, and you sit there and you have breakfast and the breeze and the people watching and stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
That sounds
but
lovely.
I saw they added some zip lining there, but it wasn't open. I mean, I saw that.
It's not impressive. Like, I've always wanted to go zip lining. Like,
right.
That's like one of my things.
Why
like,
is it not impressive? I mean, it's really high. They built like a whole tower there.
It's so, I don't know, it just seems so short. I just feel like if I'm going to go zip lining, I want to go zip lining through like the freaking jungle, okay? Like, legit zip lining. Like, I looked
How
at
long
that,
do
I'm
you
like,
think you could hang
guess,
on to it?
I guess maybe if it's, you know, I don't know. It just, maybe if I use it as like a training exercise, but I feel like, you know, real zip lining is, you know, is a lot more impressive than that.
I don't know. I like zip lining. I haven't done it in years, but I hear that they have it in Vegas now, downtown on Fremont Street. They have zip lining there too. So when you go to Vegas, you might want to check it out.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That could be interesting.
Have you ever been downtown Vegas?
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I've really only been to the MGM. I haven't.
You don't even
quite
get out of the MGM.
Outside of the MGM, no.
So you haven't checked out any of the other hotels?
No, I mean, when I was a little kid.
Right.
And I would go like with my parents and my grandparents, you know, for a trip. It was like, I don't know, we'd stay in like Excalibur or something. Actually, no, I remember one time also we stayed literally Mandalay Bay. If you Google it and find out when did Mandalay Bay open, that was when I was in Vegas.
Oh,
like,
really?
Like that's how young I was, yeah.
Yeah, that was some time ago.
I was just a little kid and they just opened up like 2 weeks prior to us getting there.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just kind of funny because they just opened and like nothing was really working
working.
They still didn't really have their shit together and it was like I don't know, I just remember everything just kind of being an issue, you know, but things I hear now about Mandalay Bay, I hear it's great. I know they have like Light or something, that's their new club or whatever, or like their daytime, they have like, you know, their pool party thing.
Yeah, I guess they needed to do that because I don't think many people were going there anymore.
Yeah, well, I remember they like sort of like had like a wave pool or something, like that's why they were saying it was awesome. And I remember even like the wave pool wasn't working quite right. I remember being like so excited about that. I'd be like, oh, it's a pool, but somehow they make it have waves or something. It was just, I don't know, just wasn't working quite right just yet, but
well we've got a couple of great guests coming up on the phone. One's a porn star, her name is Barbie Blaze.
Yeah, well, I mean, with the name like Barbie Blaze, I mean,
we'll see. I
what
don't
else
know what
could
to
you
expect.
Be
And then also it's National Singles Week this week, so you might want to celebrate, and we're going to talk to a professional wingman today.
And check that out.
Yeah, he's going to tell us how to pick up women and stuff, so that should be interesting.
So we got Barbies and wingmen.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
awesome.
A day full of women and seducing them and stuff.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, there you go.
There you go. Here's the first phone call. A little early, but let's take it. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Barbie Blaze.
Hi, Barbie Blaze. How you doing? We were just mentioning you. And
hello, this is Barbie Blaze.
Yes, hi, Barbie Blaze. We were just mentioning you. How are you?
Yeah, I did hear that. Yeah, I'm listening on the internet right now.
Oh, okay. You get it? Okay. Did you turn it off so you can hear us?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
I'm turning
awesome.
It off. Thank you.
Sure. Barbie, where are you calling us from today? Are you in LA?
I'm not in LA. I'm actually in Nevada.
Oh, in Nevada. Wow, cool. Like Las Vegas, yes. Reno, Tahoe?
Yes, I'm in Reno. I'm in Reno right now.
Oh, wow. But are you working there or is it just for fun?
I'm working.
Oh, wow. So, so you're in the adult entertainment industry. When did you first start your career?
I first started down in L.A. working for a small company called Average Joe Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
I did some small POVs with them, which can be seen on clipsforsale.com right now.
Uh-huh. Okay. Sounds good. So is there anything you specialize in, or are you pretty much open to anything?
I'm a boy-girl scene. Girl, boy, boy, girl, girl, boy. Pretty much the standard scenes.
Yeah, all the standard stuff. So, I guess you're considered like a MILF?
Is that true? I look like 20. Yeah, I am, but I look like more like 27 or 28 years old.
Oh, really?
Have you seen any photos or seen me online or anything yet?
Right. But, we've seen you, but what I was asking is, what was I asking?
About the MILF thing.
Yeah.
I'm in my 30s.
So you're not that old. I mean, yeah. It's just, I guess, to be a MILF at your 30s, you have to seduce guys.
You have to be a mom, right?
Yeah.
To be a MILF.
Well,
yeah, but I don't have kids. I don't have kids either. So.
No, you don't have to. I think that it's just
really?
Cougars. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah.
Yeah. Cougars. They got names for them all, right?
Yeah. So, did you used to live in L.A. at one point?
I'm sorry?
Did you used to live in L.A. when you were working here?
I did, yeah. Yes, I was. I was living in Canoga Park, and I worked for a couple other small production companies. So I'm looking now to get in with the bigger, production companies. Like, I applied for Reality Kings, and I'm working with an agent, and he's, finding new work there in L.A. At the moment.
Right.
Now, I'm hoping to get booking soon.
Yeah, well, the thing is that there's really so much going on in porn today that it's hard,
Yeah.
And I hear from people, that with all those tube sites and stuff, where mm-hmm. it's like a YouTube but for porn and stuff, they're saying that nobody's making money anymore, and that's pretty sad.
Yeah, because everything is, there's so much free porn. I have my own website as well, which is a VIP website. XXXBarbieBlaze.com, which I have movies in the VIP area as well.
Okay.
And I have subscribers on my site, which pay a monthly membership to subscribe to my site.
Yeah, and that's good. I think that's a way to do it, is to get people to like you individually, not just mm-hmm. the sex you're in, and then they follow you everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, like discover a name for
yourself. Yeah, and I have a Twitter account with thousands of followers as well. And Facebook, and I'm on a lot of different free porn sites as well. Pornhub, RedTube, Xvideos.
Right.
I have profiles there, porn star profiles. So.
Oh, okay.
You can see some of my free porn there as well. Amateur free porn.
Oh, wow. Now, when did you get into the industry? Was it recently? Have you been?
Been about 2 years ago.
Oh, 2 years ago. Okay, cool. And what were you doing before that?
Before then, I was actually a dental assistant before then. I was married and I got a divorce and just changed. I decided I wanted to do something different and I went into this industry.
Right.
Wow.
And I like it, yeah. It's exciting. It's an exciting career.
Yeah. Huh. Now, so you were a dental assistant. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. For about 5 years, I worked as an office manager and dental assistant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm making a lot more money than I was when I was working as a dental assistant.
I can imagine. Yeah, yeah.
I bet.
So, so you got into it not just for the money. You wanted the excitement too.
Yeah, the money and the excitement mostly. But I do well. I do work for small companies here in Reno, Las Vegas, and hoping to get some more work in LA as well.
Right.
So I start making actually movies, DVDs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm hoping for in the future.
Yeah, well, that's...
And hopefully, I'm working with him, so now he's looking for work for me.
Who's that? An agent?
I'm working with an agent, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool. Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
So do you find it hard to find work? I mean, there's so many girls today, right?
Yeah, there is a lot. I have a lot of different profiles on the internet, looking for work, Adult Work Finder, Sexy Jobs. I have profiles on there, which I get emails from them, and that's how I get really the bookings, from advertising that way and also on my website.
Sounds good. Now, when you were thinking of getting into it, did it concern you that people that you know may not accept it and judge you and things like that?
I didn't think about it in the beginning, but even to this day, a couple of my family members are kind of distant towards me now since I've started doing this.
Yeah.
But yeah, they'll get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's life. You got to do you, you know?
Yeah. And,
And the money is good. I'm saving money and making a lot of money. You know, it's not going to last forever, this career.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's
I'm hoping
good.
To at least do it a couple, like in another 3-4 years at least more.
Yeah.
Make more movies and, build my website where I can, have income off of that too.
Right.
With the movies that I make.
Right. Mm-hmm. But, I think if you make it, in your 30s, you can pretty much last for a while. You just go into different niches and stuff like that, become like a cougar and the mature woman or whatever it is. Right?
Yes, and I'll do some videos, small videos here in Reno by request. I advertise on my website and do a lot of different POVs as well, so that's what you can see also on my free porn sites.
Right.
But I get paid for those from the customer or a client, and then I upload on my free porn sites.
Then
sometimes they use it for their personal use or, upload it on Clips for Sale, etc.
Right.
ClipsForSale.com is another site.
So you'll make personal videos for people, right?
At times, yeah, if it's a production company, yeah. And sometimes private videos, too.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah, that's what I meant, like private videos and stuff. Wow, that's pretty cool. So where can people find you? You gave us the name of the website,
That's the easiest way. It has all my information on there, my contact information, my website, my email. I have a blog there. Newsletter they just subscribe to that tells about what I'm doing on a weekly basis. Actually, the newsletter is monthly, and the blog is weekly. I write in the blog weekly. So
sounds good. Wow.
They can just pretty much figure out what I'm doing at all times.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow. If I got shoots scheduled or, if I'm working escorting or whatever, companionship as well.
Right.
Where I'm at, living at. In Reno now.
Yeah.
Reno,
so,
yeah.
How much?
So you live in Reno?
I do, yeah.
Oh,
I
okay.
do. I do actually live here,
Wow.
Oh, gotcha.
But I travel to Vegas and LA at times too for work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm hoping to get some work in LA soon.
Right.
Yeah. It's all in Van Nuys, right? Isn't that where?
Chatsworth and Van Nuys.
A lot of producers listen to this radio, so I'm hoping to get some,
Yeah.
calls after this, after they hear me.
Yeah. No, well,
me live.
Yeah, and your work can speak for itself, too, I mean, if people like what you do and stuff,
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I have a lot of fans. I started my website in February of this year, and I already have over 35,000 views on it, as well as over 60 subscribers already, so I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah, very nice.
And the name is super, identifiable. Barbie Blaze. I mean, it's you know, once you hear it, you don't really forget it. So.
Yeah, they say they like my look. So. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's important.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah.
I guess they got a good look that they like.
Right.
So start getting some calls for some bookings.
Yeah. Your profile says you're a Danish Swede. Are you from Denmark?
That's what my nationality is. I was born and raised in the Bay Area, like San Francisco Bay Area. But my family, Danish, Dutch, and Irish is my nationality.
Okay.
I love Danish people.
I know. I was
Danish,
in Denmark.
Dutch, and Irish. Yeah. Good mixture, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely, and I like, I've been to Denmark a couple times, actually, in Copenhagen, when I was very young,
so
though,
bad.
You know, the people are really nice and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So you grew up in the Bay Area?
I have actually never been there.
Oh, you never been to Denmark?
I was actually born in the U.S.
Right,
but you never... raised in the Bay Area.
Right, but you never went to visit Denmark or anything.
No, because I have no family there. I've been out of the country. I've been to Europe and Paris and in the Middle East before too, because my ex-husband was Middle Eastern. So
I see. So
I have traveled a lot.
Yeah.
When I was married, but now not too much. Just pretty much for work and career opportunities.
Right. Do you find this interferes with your personal life, or are you able to still enjoy sex and stuff on your personal life?
Actually, it actually has, because I've been single now for for about 5 or 6 months now, and my boyfriend actually left me because of what I'm doing. So
yeah, I can imagine.
So it's kind of hard to keep a man around doing the job.
But
work.
Did you meet him before you went into the business or after?
Yeah, actually, I did. Oh. I was doing the dental job when we first met, I'm a dancer too. I dance as well.
Right.
Exotic dancer, topless dancer.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started doing that, it kind of got a little overboard and started doing more stuff, and then it just happened. I got into the industry. So.
Wow. So you got into it while you had a boyfriend?
Yeah, I did. And then it just didn't work out much more after that. It wasn't working, so we just decided to split up.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to let all this money go, because we just weren't getting along, so
right.
It just wasn't working.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody can kind of handle this.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Find a man that can handle it.
it's not easy though, because I mean it's like you put your life out there and stuff, and not everybody likes to be in the spotlight and stuff, And,
I do. I like to be in the spotlight.
No, so, I know,
I
but
mean, me myself,
right. You
yeah.
do, but
yeah,
not
but
for,
the guys
like the spouse or something. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not easy, watching your girlfriend, screwing other guys and stuff like that. It's just not,
That's true.
Not many people can do that. That's why I think there's a lot of dating within the industry where people, can understand each other and stuff,
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But
I'm focusing on my career right now, so I'm sure a relationship will come along before I know it,
Right.
When I'm not looking, I'm sure that's when I'll get it.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you can do just fine without one. Obviously you've taken steps in your career.
Yeah, definitely. I'm financially stable and I'm happy within myself. So.
Sounds good. Well, that's the way it should be. All right, Barbie Blaze from Reno, Nevada, and you do come to LA. If you're ever here, you should come in to the studio sometime, maybe.
I'm hoping there were some producers that were listening today, and my agent will get some calls for me.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'm porn star playmate, Barbie Blaze.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right, Barbie, thank you so much, and good luck with your career and all the best.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. That's, I meet porn stars every now and then because we are like in the porn capital of the world here,
mm-hmm.
Like Chatsworth, Canoga Park, Van Nuys. That's where they do a lot of the filming, the production.
Yeah, I always heard
distribution.
Like Van Nuys. Before I moved here, I was like trying to figure out places to live, and people are like, well, just make sure Van Nuys is the porn capital, whatever. I'm like, oh, interesting.
The whole valley here is corrupt. Wow.
Oh boy.
So yeah, you know, and yeah, I think it takes a special person to be able to do that. You know, I mean, to put your body out there and.
Yeah, well, no, that's interesting, especially if she was, I mean, she was an assistant to a dental hygienist, right? I mean, that,
assistant to the dentist, I think.
Yeah, that's a pretty big extreme there, going from one thing to the other.
I know. Can you imagine, like, all the patients you had watching you and everything? Wow.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, some people really don't give a damn. They do what they want to do, and they're happy, you know, and I think that's the way you should do it.
Yeah.
Know? That's the way it should happen.
Do you know.
Yeah,
only exactly. Live once. If that's, you know, that's your thing, if that's what makes you happy,
yeah,
go for it. It's clearly making other people happy, so just know you're doing something good for the world, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, contributing to the world.
Yeah.
More orgasms.
Contributing to the male species that clearly is only one thought on their mind most of the time.
Know. No, that's true, though. It's true. But you know what?
Yeah.
Nature made us this way, and we have to suffer because of it. You know, it's not fun walking around with
suffer. Yeah.
It is.
Walking around with a boner in your pants
with
all
a boner
day.
And all you have on your mind is women and women and women. You know, I mean, it's crazy. You know.
Oh, gosh.
It really is, but you can't stop it, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what happens, and that's why the porn industry is thriving, because men are like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Yeah. So, like a couple things.
It's still, I just want to bring up really quick. It's like still flooding in Colorado.
In Colorado, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
I know.
What
That's
the heck?
Scary
That's,
stuff,
yeah.
man. I don't know. There's been a lot of damage and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I know.
Yeah, like
I feel like we were talking about this like a while back, and I feel like we're still talking about it. Like, it's still flooding.
Yeah, it was before the weekend. You're right.
Yeah, that's just, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And then the shooting.
Yeah, the shooting at the Navy Yard this morning. Yeah.
See, what I want to know is, you know, is it other people within the naval base, or... You know, are these other people, like outsiders, coming in trying to kill off?
I don't think
our
they
military.
Know at this point, like, Mia. They don't know what's going on.
Because there's four people that are dead now.
Right. Well, they're even saying they don't know how many are dead, but they're saying that they killed one shooter and there's probably two more that have not been located. So who knows?
That's terrible. That's terrible. I mean, this is, you know, military. They're protecting us, and now they're getting shot at. It's
there's
awful.
Too much of this stuff going on. All right, here's our next guest. Good morning, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, this is Sam.
Yes. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thomas Edwards.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Thank you for calling in.
Is this our wingman?
Ah,
that's our wingman.
It is the wingman.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Where are you calling us from today?
Today, I'm calling you from Boston.
Oh, you're in Boston.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. Did your team win yesterday? Mia, did they win? The Patriots?
Oh, no? I don't know.
Oh, they actually played Thursday, and they did win. It was a nail biter.
I don't think it was yesterday.
They got through.
Oh, I see. It was a Thursday. Okay. All right. So, Thomas, you go by a professional wingman, and this week is National Singles Week. What does National Singles Week mean? What do people do?
Well, it's just a matter of letting people know that just because they aren't in a relationship doesn't mean they're alone. And so it's my job, actually, to partner with Duke on giving people some perspective.
We can't hear.
Tom,
hold on a second. Hold on a second. We have a very bad connection. Can I get you to call right back in? Because you're cutting out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thanks. Bye. It's with these cell phones, man. They do that, you know.
Oh, by the way, they're called the New England Patriots.
I know, but they're from Boston.
Yeah, because I just had to put that out there. Sorry.
I know. You're like, who's Boston's team?
I'm thinking like Boston Celtics. No, that's basketball. It's actually
right,
New England.
Here he is again. Thomas, are you there? Tom,
is this better?
Yeah, I think that's better. Yeah. So
great.
Anyway, so you were explaining to us, you did a partnership with Zusk or something. What were you saying?
Yeah, so we partnered with Zusk on talking to people about recruiting a wingman to help your dating life, and what are some good qualities to look for in a good wingman.
Right. Now, why do people need wingman at all? I mean, do a lot of people have a hard time picking up women and stuff?
You know, in a world where we rely on technology as our means of communication, when you connect with people in person, it becomes more and more difficult to do. It's like a muscle, right? If you don't continue to practice it and work it out, it starts to get weak.
Right.
And I think today it just becomes just tougher and tougher.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. I mean, I wouldn't mind having a wingman doing all the work for me. What the hell, you know? Yeah. Now, so I understand people will always also have, like, wing women, right? I mean, it makes sense that you would take a woman with you.
Yeah, Gator
to
Bay.
Help you pick up
that's
another
me.
Woman.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the interesting results, so we actually did a survey, and we reached out to over 2,000 people, and we asked them different questions about being a wingman and the different qualities they look for, and 50% of singles actually preferred a wingman of the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. A woman being a wingman would be perfect. I mean, we have women on staff here. We call them angels, and they're awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute, angels, because, like, they have wings.
Yeah.
They can't be wingmans. They're not a man. I love it.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
That's true. You picked up on that.
Heck yes.
Now, what do you mean we have here? What does that mean? I mean, do you have, like, a company or organization, or what is it?
Yeah. So my company is called The Professional Wingman, and we have a team.
Uh-huh.
It's a small team, but we work out of Boston, New York, and we're looking to expand to the West Coast. We're currently in the process of doing that. Mm-hmm. And, we're always out helping people really just improve their confidence in their social skills when they're looking to meet people.
Right. So you provide them with wingmen as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So if not me, it would be one of my team members going out with you to help you meet lovely people.
Wow.
No way. That's so cool.
I know.
So, thank you.
How did this come about, Thomas? How did you think about this thing?
You know, so it was really a really interesting idea. You know, I had my own relationship issues, and I finally decided, you know, I wanted to really focus on myself and really become the person that I was meant to be. And I blogged about the process. People read it, followed along, and then one day I was at a bar, a buddy of mine wanted me to be his wingman and to introduce him to a woman at the bar he thought was attractive and somehow get a date with her. And I was able to do it. He paid for all my drinks the entire weekend, and that's when the light bulb turned on. I was like, wow, maybe I can teach guys how to do it themselves and get paid money as opposed to getting free drinks.
That's true, yeah.
I still do, by the way.
Wow. So there's some interesting facts here. You're saying that, I mean, like, you know, some people prefer a single wingman. That doesn't really matter, right? I mean, if your wingman is married or not. I mean, you know, they can do
It depends. I mean, you know, 54% of, our surveys with Zeus, you said that they prefer to have a wingman that's single. But I know there's some, it's all preferential. You know, if there are some people who just don't want a married person talking to them because for whatever reason, it feels a little creepy.
Right.
And then there are other people who don't necessarily want someone who's single because they might feel like they're stealing the prospect for themselves. And it really comes down to, you know, your level of comfort and trust with your wingman and their ability to actually gather a good crowd for you.
Right. Now, how do the women view this? Wouldn't they kind of like think, well, why is he sending somebody to talk with me? Why isn't he talking to me?
If a man is doing his job, you, as a woman, you wouldn't necessarily know what's going on. And
right.
So it's just, you know, coming together. And think about it this way. You know, when you're at a bar and you're by yourself and you want to talk to someone that's attractive, it's tough for you to do it on your own, especially if you're by yourself.
That's
true. Has more confidence and courage to go in there, they're going to be well received, and then you can insert yourself in there thereafter. I mean, it's one of those things where, well, actually, there's another stat that came up and said, this actually was really interesting to me too. 63% would actually rather have their wingman back them up after they started the conversations themselves.
Oh, I see. And, so they wanted to stay in the picture still.
Yeah, so I thought it was very interesting that they would want to do that. But, you know, like I said, I think it comes down to this dynamic of what you'd prefer.
Right.
And I think the big thing about being a wingman is that you're not alone. You always have someone there with you.
That's
no
true.
Matter what.
That helps.
Right, yeah. In case conversation is like, kind of running dry, I don't know what to say, and somebody else can be like, oh yeah, so by the way, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No, that makes sense.
So as a wingman, what would you usually say to a woman? Do you just walk up to her and you say, look, my friend likes you and blah blah blah, pretty much?
Well, my priority as a wingman is you're only as good as the people you're around, right? So if I'm a total douchebag, my friend is not going to, you know, have any success. And so my goal is to go in there, introduce myself, start some good conversation, and have them see me in a positive light, which would then make my, you know, the person that I'm with look good by association.
Right.
And so my job really is just to make that person look as good as possible while still maintaining a positive image of myself.
Yeah. So do you find, I mean, if you started a company, you must get some business, and yeah, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Now,
we worked with almost 500 people from all over the country, thousands from around the world.
Wow.
We had people who are married, engaged, living together in relationships, you know, people who've been able to recover from divorces and terrible breakups. It's been pretty awesome for the near 5 years we've been around.
Yeah, wow, that's pretty
very cool.
Yeah. Now, if you what was my question? Now I forgot what I wanted to say.
I don't know. You started with if you.
I've got so many questions. I know a few. I wanted to ask you. So when you're like in another city in something, you have like people working for you and stuff. Is that how it works in different cities?
So right now we're we have people on the ground in Boston and New York.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm the one that travels around and works with clients. So if a client from San Francisco or Austin, Texas or Miami, they want to work with us, I'm usually the one that goes down there. And so if we see that there's a lot of traffic going in that direction, I will be the person that will start building people on the ground in that particular city, which is why the West Coast has been, you know, my target in the past 6 to 8 months, because we've been getting a lot of people from out there wanting to work with us.
Right.
Yeah, I bet.
Do you also give people advice on how they look and how to dress and stuff? I mean, obviously, you know, that helps.
Yeah, like a crazy stupid love.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's a major part of making that solid first impression.
Right.
What I also thought was pretty interesting too was, you know, once again going back to the survey with Zeus, you know, 82% of people said they wouldn't be intimidated if their wingman was better looking.
Oh, really?
And so it just goes to show you that, you know, the better you look, the more you're going to appeal.
Right.
And so definitely putting some effort into how you present yourself physically will go a long way in terms of how people will see you.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And now, what about the angels? Are all the angels like super hot? all different kind of women. I'm just curious, like what do guys usually like to, like, if, you know, they don't want a wingman and they want an angel, do they usually like, do they want like a super hot chick or just like a fun, like, you know, awesome personality chick?
I think the personality probably be more important.
Well, yeah, I mean, the guys, what's so interesting, you know, my male clients, they only think like about 5 yards ahead, right? They always want someone, if they do work with an angel, they want someone that's really, really hot.
Right.
But the point is, if you're too hot, you become unapproachable.
Right.
And so it's really important that, you know, the people that we have on the team are not only good looking, but they're also approachable. And so if they were to go in to start a conversation, people won't feel out of place wondering, what's this person talking to us? They're completely out of our league.
Right.
You know, so personality goes a very, very long way.
Right, definitely. Well, you sound like you have a complete solution for dating, which is cool. And, I mean, I could use a wingman sometimes, you know. It's like, because I'm a little shy, you know, in bars and stuff like that. To just walk up to a woman takes a lot of courage, you know. a lot of guts.
It does.
So
it does. And eventually I think you can get there. You know, you still got to keep working at it. But right. if you want a wingman, I'm your guy.
Yeah, there you go, you know. I mean, because I imagine, you know, when there's a group of girls and you're alone, it's like almost an impossible situation to approach anybody in that group, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And this is why, you know, the internet dating age is so great for a lot of people, especially when you have like a site like Juice where you can go on there and meet people that are compatible to you basically either in the palm of your hand or while you're surfing online.
Right.
My position has always been, you know, online dating I think is a great supplement to your dating activity, but it's still important at the end of the day to get offline and be able to make that impression in person. And so they go hand in hand, they complement each other really well.
Exactly, you know, because I think, you know, if you don't go out there and stuff, then you just look for someone like with a laundry list, you know, what you expect them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you might never find someone like that, you know, whereas I think when you go out and you meet the person, then you become more tolerant of maybe things you don't like about them, but, you know, they're not deal breakers.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's definitely going to be people that you will see online who you wouldn't date, but then if you were running them at the bar the next day, you might second guess yourself. And I think it works vice versa as well. And
right.
That's why it's so important to have that open mind when you're out doing it, looking to date someone.
Right. Sounds interesting. So give us links now. Tell us where people can find out more about you, utilize your services, and so forth.
Yeah, so you know, definitely check out the site. It's theprofessionalwingman.com.
Okay.
If you want to talk to me in real time, I'm on Twitter at yourwingman. So that's the letter U, letter R, and wingman. Uh-huh. And yeah, that's essentially it.
Sounds good. Okay.
That's awesome.
And yeah, so people can call you, find out about costs and where you guys, what areas you serve, and so forth.
Yeah, I mean, we work with anyone in the country. We do. You know, we regularly do clients in Boston, New York, and D.C., and we started becoming more regular in San Francisco, but doesn't matter where you are. You could be in Miami, Chicago, Portland, Oregon, or Salt Lake City, Utah. We can definitely work with you.
Cool.
So feel
free
to reach out.
And this week is good because it's you can walk up to any woman and go, hey, it's
National Singles Week.
National
Singles
Week.
I know.
Who came up with that? Like, whose idea was that, like, to make this week National Singles Week?
Thomas Edwards.
Really?
No.
So this is just, your, like, made-up, like, holiday week, or?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. I'm just curious. I've never heard of such a thing before, so I'm like, where did that come from? Just like they made 9/11 on my calendar Patriots Day.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, hey, if we could have a National Bacon Day, we could definitely have a National Singles Week.
That's true. There you go. So all the singles go out there and pick up your partners, and it should be a good week.
Yeah, have fun.
Thomas Edwards, thank you so much. Professional Wingman, everybody, check it out. We'll also put a link on our website to your website, and people can find out more about it. And thank you so much. You're very entertaining.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Okay. All the best to you, Tom.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow. Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
It is cool. You know, I mean, the things that people think about, and, you know, that's how the best businesses are built, is when you are looking for something and you can't find it. So you figure I'll start something myself. You know?
For sure. Yeah, I definitely know of a couple guys from not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before, you know, when I was at the parlor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Like, the worst, like, wingman experience I ever went through. Okay, so there's this guy. He walks up. Like, he looks at me, and I'm kind of, like, sitting, like, in the booth, like, with my friend. We're, like, watching the game, whatever. He goes, like this with his finger, like, the
Come here.
What I mean? Yeah. And he just looks at me. He's doing that. And I'm thinking, like, do I know you? Like, what, you know, what is this situation? You know, I'm like, this is kind of strange.
Wow.
I'm looking at him like, can I help you? Like, what's up? And he just, like, you know, keeps using his hand like this, like, beckoning me to, like, come over. He's like, come here. Mm. Come here. And I'm thinking, what the hell? Like,
yeah, who are you?
All right. So I'm like, you know, trying to shuffle, like, out of my seat. And I'm trying to get out of the, you know. And I'm kind of looking at my friend, you know, Tiffany, like, girl, like, who is this guy, like, you know, because it was her birthday party. She pretty much knew everybody at the table. Right. And I'm looking at her, and she turns around. And she's all, you know, I mean, she's the best.
He was at
she's
the table?
So, no, he was not part of anything. Like, nobody knew who he was.
Okay, right.
And she's like, hi, can I help you? Like, she's just like straight up, like, bullshit with this girl. I love her. So she's like, can I help you, blah, blah, blah. And he's like pointing over to me, like, you know, like, oh, I want it. I'm thinking, what the heck? And she's like, you know, looking back at me, and we're like, what? And he's like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Have her, you know, come over here. And she's like, okay, well, like, first of all, and I don't know what she was saying, but, you know, it's just like one of those people that, like, hey, she needs everybody to know that it's her birthday.
Right.
You know, so she, like, you know, and that's the thing. She's good like this, you know, so she starts, like, working her charm and blah, blah, blah. And, like, before we know it, she's like, girl, like, I'm trying to get us free shots, you know? She's like, I'm doing my thing. She's like, I'm thinking, okay. But she's like, but you're not going to like this. I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. I'm like, because it's your birthday and you want shots, like, I will do this for you. But I'm thinking, do what? You know, so I'm like, whatever. So I get up, you know, come out from around the booth and, you know, go through the bar stools. And like, it's a process, you know,
right,
to get out. I'm thinking, all right, dude, like, I'm here. What do you want? You know?
I'm like, surprised he even got up.
And it wasn't even for, well, because she, you know, it was her birthday, and
right,
I, you know, wanted to do something nice for her, and she wanted these shots, so
yeah,
I had to do my part, you know. So I know, I'm so,
so that's
nice,
how
right?
You get your free shots, is it?
So
you,
I get out, and I'm like talking to this guy. Turns out this guy was a wingman for some other guy, you know, and he's like, oh, so my friend over there in the red shirt, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, gosh, here we go. You know, so it was just, I mean, just the worst, like, wingman experience ever, because this guy was such a douchebag.
Right.
You know what I mean? It, like, made me think, like, you know, like what you guys were talking about earlier, that, like,
yeah,
okay, this guy's friend is obviously a douchebag.
Douchebag,
so obviously,
too, yeah,
you know what I mean? This
yeah,
guy might not be whatever. And, I mean, you could just tell that it was, like, you know, he was just so inexperienced with trying to talk to women, you know, the friend, like, once he came over.
Right.
And he was just, like, trying to, like, sort of talk to me, and I was just, again, you know, being polite for the birthday girl so she can get her damn birthday shots. you know,
oh,
just kind of taking one for the team.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm very, you know, like, I'll never be rude to somebody. I'll be very cordial and polite. But, you know, they just need to know when it's, like, just not happening and
right,
when to walk away and when to not, like, I can't stand it. It's like, I don't know you. Like, please don't, like, put your hand around my waist or
oh,
try to
wow,
feel like, oh, my God, that drives me nuts.
People
I'm like,
do that?
Yes. It was terrible. And I'm, like, literally, like, inching, like, away from him. Mm. And I'm like, dude, like, it was just not
wow,
nice. And so then he walks away, right? Then the wingman comes back up to me, and he's like, so, how'd he do? What would you give him? Like a 5 or a 10? Like, you know, was he keeping the conversation going? Was
right,
he, you know, keeping everything, you know, funny and fun? And I'm thinking, what the hell is this? Like, it was, yeah, it was, ugh. It was just the most awkward, strange, like, wingman
yeah,
helping
it's
experience
hard to be a woman.
I ever gone through. So yeah, like, they finally, you know, went away because some of Tiffany's other guy friends, like, had just arrived, and I was like, hey, you guys, oh my God, it's so good to see you, save me.
Wow.
So yeah,
all right, well,
they need
trials and tribulations of being a woman.
All yeah,
right, well, that's it for today, folks. Thank you. Thanks, Mia.
Thank
I
you,
I think we learned a lot today.
Yeah,
and we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show, or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.